Welcome to the Property Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Dominique Grubisher. This podcast series is all about giving you a competitive edge in your property journey. We'll be discussing little known strategies, tools, and information to help you add value and create wealth through property. Now, obviously, we don't know you or your unique position, so this is not financial or investment advice. It is information of a general nature, and you should always seek professional advice as to your situation before you ever invest in anything. But if you want to play a bigger game in property and want to use property as your vehicle to create wealth and, more importantly, freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's do this. Let's get started. In this podcast episode, we're going to look at the world of prop tech, which is property technology. We were from the communication age and the information age. Now we're entering into the artificial intelligence age, so where robots can do a lot of the heavy lifting for us. So the world of property technology is a big one these days, and it's really, really powerful. If you're going to play a serious game in property, it pays to be across the numbers. Whatever is measured at a granular level can be improved upon. So imagine if you had all the data at your fingertips to make informed decisions. That's what property technology can do for you. Data, they say, is the new gold. In other words, everything, the decisions we make, the money that we pay, the transactions that we enter into, can all be driven by data. So what sort of prop tech data is out there? Even for free these days, if you search an address, you're going to get a whole lot of information about what that property is worth. You can even see what it last sold for and when. There are a lot of websites that will do that. So if you're looking at a property acquisition, literally type the address into a Google search and you're going to get realestate.com.au, domain, on the house, a lot of websites giving you an automated valuation. Now, that's not set in stone, obviously, and it's computer generated, but they're going to look at similar sales in the area, block sizes, that sort of thing. And then all sorts of bots will go out on the internet, put all that information together and come up with an estimate of price. They'll also tell you how confident they are with that estimate. So there will be a level of confidence or a score there so that you know whether or not you can rely on it. If you do it with your own house, don't be too upset if it's completely wrong. They're only going on the data that's out there. For example, I've had properties that we bought that we spent a whole lot of money on renovating, and the valuation, albeit automatic and online, has come back close to what we paid for it. The internet and the artificial intelligence might not be able to tell the work you've done, especially if it's internal work. But it gives you a rule of thumb and a starting point so that you're not so reliant on what agents tell you or on other people. And that's what informed decisions are about, really, having control. And your control depends on your own due diligence. Due diligence means your own research. So there's some free products out there that you can just Google search. There are also other products that may be worth a look depending on how serious you are in your property journey. If you're just buying your family home and you know the market well enough, you've got your finger on the pulse, you've been going to opens, maybe you've been looking for 6 months, you've been talking to agents, and you can make your own informed decisions, and it's going to be your forever home, then it's fine to just go on your gut and do a Google search. If you're playing at a more serious level and you're speculating in property, in other words, just like people ride the stock market and there's people who are just day investors. Similarly, if you are trading property for profit, you may want to have more granular data at your fingertips. If you are flipping properties and renovating, that is buying and selling in a short space of time, matter of a few months, you want to keep your eye on the market. And you also want to have a whole lot of data at your fingertips tips when you're making offers on properties. You want to know how much you're going to spend on a renovation in a certain area, and you want to know what a renovated or end product will sell for. So there's a bit more in that. And if we take it up to the next level, if you are developing, if you are doing works that require a DA with council, even if it's just an extension to the house or perhaps a subdivision and selling off some blocks, you will need even more granular data because you need to know what the land sells for, the costs involved. There'll be a time factor going through council and getting a DA. So there's a whole lot more moving parts and you're hitting a moving target. And there are a lot more unknowns in that. When you're just buying your family home or something that you plan to buy and hold it as an investment and keep over the long term, the property market is pretty forgiving. In other words, over time, if you paid too much or you overcapitalized but you're holding it, then the market can be way more forgiving. If you are, and they say time is money, and the time value of money means that if you are buying something now with a view to profit in the short to medium term through your own efforts, what I call sweat equity, in other words, manufacturing the capital growth in the property, independent of what the market's doing, then you should have better tools. Think of it like you're a tradesperson. A tradie is going to invest in their ute, in their equipment, in their tools, and everything that goes with it. And for you as a property entrepreneur doing the equivalent of day trading on the stock market, but doing property flipping, renovation, development, you're going to need some tools of your trade as well. So there are a lot of tools out there when it comes to data. And yeah, they do cost money. It can seem exorbitant, but it is well worth the investment because knowledge is power. So if you are buying a property to renovate or flip it or to develop it, to subdivide, to knock down and rebuild, the uplift in that property or your profit from the deal, and you really are transacting properties for profit, so capital sums, larger capital sums of money, not just rental income for a buy and hold. Buy and holds and your principal place of residence, that is dependent on the market growing over the longer term, capital growth. Whereas if you're transacting properties for profit, by your own efforts, then the data will become very important. So what is out there by way of data for property entrepreneurs looking for the shorter term profits as a result of their own labor? First of all, there are businesses that provide data. So there is Pricefinder, there is CoreLogic, RP Data, and there's also National Property Group that have national property data. They're the three big providers that can give you data at a granular level throughout Australia. So what that will tell you, and it's what agents use, what valuers use, as well as banks and money lenders. So what that will tell you is when a property last transacted, what has been its market history in terms of ads agents have put for renting the property, as well as when it's been on market and sold. It will show you details and data about at a more sophisticated level as to an automated valuation. Not only that, it will give you the properties that it has used in coming to that valuation. So it will look at recent transactions of or comparable properties in the area, what they sold for. It will also tell you what is similarly on the market at the moment that is comparing like for like to your product. So great to use if you're buying. If you're also looking to renovate and flip, you can use that sort of software to tell you what the end product will be worth. So what are renovated properties going for? What sort of renovations have been done? And you can get all the historical pictures from when the house has been on the market in the past. So a vault there and a wealth of information in the data. The other thing that you can find on these websites are things like the block size, frontage, the dimensions of the site. And there's a lot of cool things that you can do by filtering searches. You can use these websites and this data, if you're a subscriber with your login, to actually filter to find both on-market and off-market opportunities. It'll tell you what's for sale and what's currently listed. But it will also allow you to filter your search and search by dimensions or areas. And some of them, not all of those providers, will let you search by zoning if you're looking to subdivide and you can find certain areas. National Property Data also will show you splitter blocks. So splitter blocks are where it's already one or two or more allotments, but on one title. In other words, you don't even have to go through council to get permission to subdivide, they're already deemed two separate lots. So saves you a whole lot of time and money, especially if the house is sitting just on one of those allotments. You can renovate, sell that separately and have a block of land potentially for free. It will also tell you what other development is happening in the area. So you can log in and you can see what sort of applications are sitting with council. Are there lots of knockdown rebuilds? Are there lots of extensions or swimming pools going on in the area? The activity will let you know if there's investment in the area. So if you're speculating, you'll know whether it's worth your while. If there's lots of houses being built around new builds or lots of renovations where they've applied to council, you'll be able to see that. An area that has very few applications in council means there's not much happening generically. The other thing that it will show you is big developments going on around it. If there's been an application put in, because you don't want to, for example, be building next door to a massive development that's going to overshadow what you're doing. Or if you're building several units, you don't want your units to be coming on the market at the same time as Meriton is releasing 350 units. So all that data is available. It used to be that you literally had to go into council and you had to look on microfiche and all sorts of old technology to join the dots and figure it out for yourself. Now it is all there at the press of a button. So there are sites like a BCI or Cordell that with a subscription you can find out all of that sort of stuff. The other thing that you can do is online and digitally, there are programs that will work out your numbers for you. So that will work out how much you should be spending on a renovation. It will factor in the time and the interest cost for that. It will run feasibilities on a development opportunity for you. And as you're doing a project, you can update and tweak because you need to be across your numbers. At the end of the day, it's not really what you make, it's what you keep. And there is many a slip between cup and lip when it comes to property in a moving market like this. So with rates going up, construction costs all over the place, inflation, we're still not quite sure where and when this will all end. It's so important to have the most recent and reliable information and data. If you want to know more about the sort of subscriptions that are out there and the power of PropTech, you can click on the link in the comments or the description section to get more information about what could be possible for you to step up in the world of PropTech and play a more serious game in property. We are passionate here at the DG Institute about helping people launch and progress along their property journey. And we have some free resources to really help you do that. First of all, we have our Real Estate Rescue Introductory Program, which is all about getting you up and running when it comes to buying under-market distressed properties from really motivated sellers. You can get access to that program for free right now by going to www.dginstitute.com.au/freecourse1. That's www.dginstitute.com.au/freecourse and then the number one. That's it for today, but really looking forward to giving you more tools, more strategies, more support and a competitive advantage when it comes to property in our next episode.